Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
This is Lock and Load. Joining me once again from Gun Owners of America is Stephen Williford. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
So we got SHOT Show coming up, which I've been to many of those. I'm not going to this one this year, but tell me about what I've never gone to SHOT Show as an advocate. So what does an advocate do at SHOT Show?
Well, we set up our booth there at SHOT Show so that people can come by and talk to us. And we also make our rounds around the floor and stuff. And we meet with industry people and, discuss, partnerships with them and meet with all the, influencers, you know, on social media and stuff and do interviews with them. And I'm going to be there and I'm going to have my book there.
Yeah.
So I do a little book signing. So any industry people want to come by and meet me, we'll have a designated time when I'm at the booth signing books, giving them away.
Do you know the booth number yet?
Excuse me. No, not yet, but, there'll be a map out there for anybody in SHOT Show.
Always.
And SHOT Show, you can't sell anything, so we'll be giving the book away, to any industry people that are there. Please come by the booth and, Eric, will be selling his book also at the booth. And so we'll have times where we're set up and we're signing the books and stuff and meeting with people that come by from the industry. Love to see you at the SHOT Show. If you're on this, radio cast and, you're going to SHOT Show, please come by and say hi and let me know that, you heard me on your show. And,
you know, I've met a few people at SHOT Show that go to it that are industry people. But most of the time it's people that are, in the past it's been people that are sponsors. But I have met a few. Now, NRA show is another thing altogether. I'll tell you one thing I've been waiting on. I've been waiting on Gun Owners of America to put together their own show. Is there ever any talk about that?
Well, I'm not the one to talk to about that. That would be probably Eric or John Vallejo or someone like that about talking about that. Again, we have to make sure that we're responsible with the money that is given to GOA through the membership and stuff. Please be a member. Go to gunowners.org and sign up. 'Cause if it's not profitable to do a show like that, we're all about spending the money where it needs to go.
Right. Well,
And the shows and stuff, they're all fun and whatever. But if it's not spending the money for the membership, in the fight or to raise money for the fight, then, we're probably not going to do it. If it's just for a big party, we're probably not going to do it. So it's all about spending the money wisely and staying in the fight. And we have been fighting harder than anybody else.
Right. Well, I never had thought of it that way, but that actually makes pretty good sense to me to, watch what you're doing with that because of the way, as tight as they are, because I know how tight they are. They are tight. But they get a lot of bang for the buck, too. I get a lot of
absolutely. So when you sign up as a member, you know you're part of a fight. Again, you can go to gunowners.org, sign up, and the membership is great, and it's a way to make you aware of what's going on in the fight, and your money is directly going to the fight, and we obviously will take donations to help that also. And what you get is you get our lawyers, and they're absolutely committed, and you know, you don't always get that, other organizations and stuff, but you do with Gun Owners of America.
Well, and I guess that's something that that's what makes joining an association like this. Some people could go out there and they could do it on their own. You know, they could call their representatives and their senators and just do it all the time. But you guys also have the wherewithal to where if that doesn't work, you got other things you can do.
Well, absolutely. So you can do it on your own, and that's great. And we would encourage you to do it on your own as well as joining, because we have a much louder voice when we have we're 2.5 million members right now. And when we speak as one voice, it's much louder. And so we send out the responses and encourage our people to write their congressmen or senators or whatever, and to speak with one voice. And we give you form letters if you choose to send a form letter so that it's worded properly and stuff. And to let them know that, hey, this really does matter. It matters to us. And, you know, the organizations for the other side are pretty active, and we just need to be also.
Well, and the difference is like some of these, their mission has changed. And your mission has changed a little bit, but you guys had such a foundation of lobbying already in place that I'm sure you still have, that I'm sure that gives you sort of a little bit of a leg up as far as effectiveness, but every one of them plays a role in maintaining the right here in the United States today, which is always under assault. This is never going to be a thing where you get to sit back and say, all right, now I'm going to go around and show people how to build a gun, is it?
Yeah, they're relentless attacking our rights, and they're going to continue to be, and we are going to have to be just as relentless or even more so than they are to fight to keep our, you know, and it's sad that people don't understand the rights and what they really truly mean until they're gone. You know, they talk about you can vote your way into socialism, but you have to fight your way out of it, you know, and that's a fact. If you get complacent enough and you get into that situation, then you know, look at Venezuela and what happened with them. They voted their way into it and then realized it wasn't what they thought it was going to be, and now they're having to fight their way out, and it's almost impossible to do. When you lose all of your rights, then you're underneath a dictator that decides what you do from that point on, and even what you do for employment and how much you get paid and taxed and barely survive. And then when you protest it, they run over you with tanks.
Yep.
Because they've already taken your firearms rights away.
Yep. We're about to come up on the first break. Tell everybody how to find you and Gun Owners of America.
Well, find Gun Owners of America at gunowners.org. Gunowners.org. You can find my book, A Town Called Sutherland Springs, at Amazon, and you can also find it at Gun Owners of America. And you can find my webpage at thebarefootdefender.com.
We'll be right back talking to Stephen Williford. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
When it comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Stephen Williford. We were just talking about the SHOT Show. The other thing we were talking about is how these gun rights organizations never really have any time to do any outreach. And that's really too bad, isn't it? I mean, you guys could do so much more if you didn't have to be so reactive to all of these anti-gun people trying to snatch rights away. Or is there, or have you guys divvied up and got an outreach out there that I just don't know about?
We do outreach, so I'm going to be doing, like I say, SHOT Show. And then the next event after SHOT Show, I'm going to be going to Florida to an event that we're having in Florida. And then after that event in Florida, apparently there's one in Arizona, Second Amendment Day at the Capitol in Arizona. And then after that, I'm going to be going to Georgia. Oh, no. Wait, in North Carolina, South Carolina. I'm sorry, is South Carolina next?
Where in South Carolina are you going?
It's by the Palmetto State Armory factory, so I'm not real positive.
You're
it's
somewhere kind of out in the middle of somewhere in Columbia, somewhere outside of Columbia.
It's called the Gathering, and at the Gathering there'll be 15,000 people at the Gathering. Last year we had 15,000 attending, and we had 10 or 17 bays for shooting. And it was a 3-day event. They estimated 10,000 rounds per bay per day for shooting. And so we were shooting suppressed, we were shooting full automatics, we were shooting, and we got to get with the people that put it on with Palmetto State Armory, and Springfield Armory was there, and Daniel Defense was there, and just so many vendors and you know, so much of the industry was there that you got to try out the new stuff. And Barrett was there, and if you could hit a target at a mile, they gave you a coin. And that was kind of cool. So, you know, just industry people out there doing what they do, showing their wares.
Right.
And it was a great event, you know. And, again, we do outreach at the Capitol. We're going to be at the Arizona Capitol on February 17th. So that's always a great event. We'll be there signing up people to GOA and meeting and greeting. I think I will probably be speaking there at the Capitol as I've done in the past. Lots of fun stuff.
Yeah, the outreach part of it is always it's interesting for some people because they see people like you doing appearances and doing this other stuff. So, like when I used to take Larry around when he was doing some of these appearances, it would be quite the event for them, and this would really whip up a little bit of excitement within the local community wherever he was going. So,
well, we need people to know that their state matters to us, you know, and even the states like Oregon, where we got Proposition 114 overturned, you know.
Right.
People in Oregon want to know that we're present, that we're actually doing something. And then we have victory in Oregon. We have victory in New York, where we got all the places overturned where they said you couldn't carry a concealed carry gun. And now we've got that overturned. And, you know, where and now they see that we've been fighting in California for the assault weapons ban. We've got that overturned there. It got appealed, but it's gotten overturned. And it goes on to the next step, you know. So even the places where, I guess, gun ownership isn't as popular as it is in other states, we're still fighting for your right.
Right.
You know, shall not be infringed means shall not be infringed.
Do they ever come to you, do some of the states ever come to you to ask for help with organization?
Well, they do. We have directors, either a state director or a regional director over all 50 states. So sometimes they ask, and we sign them up and say, hey, you want to organize? You know, here, start helping organize, and, you know, we'll hang on and tell you where to, you know, you make a rally and we'll be there and we'll help you and we'll get volunteers to sign up, and you can sign up for your email address. And you can do that, too, at gunowners.org. You can find a place to sign up there. Look around the website. Sign up and be a volunteer. Sign up to be a member. And get activated because, again, we talked about it. This fight's never going to go away. And they have money from Moms Demand Action or George Soros's group or any one of the other groups that are well-organized and well-funded, you know, from people like George Soros. And you got to wonder, why does George Soros even care anymore? He's like 99 years old, it seems like, you know.
Didn't he pass? He's passed that on to his son, who's worse than him, is what I've heard.
Well, and I believe he's evil, but that's me in my opinion.
Well, I don't disagree with you. I kind of think he's.
He seems to have unlimited funds, and if you really go back and look at how he got those funds and stuff, that was kind of underhanded anyway.
Right.
But that's who we're fighting, you know, and we're fighting for the American way of life and to be able to be free because, you know, armed population or citizens, unarmed or subjects. And that's just the way it is.
Yeah. That's a fact. That is definitely a fact. And we don't want to wake up one morning and have something like what happened in Israel happen to us, or what happens on a regular basis in the inner city happening to you. So,
well, and now that you brought up Israel and what's going on in Israel, be aware the FBI has now put out warnings saying that attacks on American soil, probably in religious churches and synagogues and stuff are on that list, and they're putting out warnings saying that it could very possibly happen. And the only way that you're going to stop that if it does happen is to be armed and ready.
There you go.
Keep your head on a swivel. Be armed, because if you are not armed, and which that's part of what we got overturned in New York.
Right.
New York said that you couldn't carry in churches, and that got overturned.
We're running out of time, Stephen. Thank you very much for taking a little time to spend with us today.
All right.
Gunowners.org. Go join him in the good fight. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
All right.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Darren Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Darren is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at DarrenTactical.com.
USA News Update. The Supreme Court has opted not to address, at least for now, a case regarding whether Donald Trump has immunity from prosecution for alleged crimes committed during his presidency. Today, the High Court rejected a request from federal special counsel Jack Smith to expedite the proceedings connected to Trump's purported efforts to overturn the 2020 election. Tomorrow, it's Super Saturday, and over 140 million individuals are expected to engage in last-minute Christmas shopping.
This is part of their gift from mommy to them. We've spent a lot of money because I got last-minute tickets for everything.
No, I do not stay on budget, no.
But it's okay.
Once a year, who cares? I'll be in bed for a little bit. Who cares?
37% of shoppers plan to finalize online purchases and head to physical stores. According to a report from a national real estate company, only 15% of homes currently on the market are deemed affordable for the average U.S. family. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back. Joining us now from InvestUSA.org, American thinker and Columbia, South Carolina, is Michael Letts. Good afternoon, sir.
Always a privilege, Bill. Thank you for having me on your show.
Yes, sir. Well, as we've been looking around, and good old Hunter Biden, he's a tough guy. I didn't know he was that tough of a guy.
Well, what's interesting about Hunter is how antagonistic he is. He is, I use the word antagonistic, that's just arrogance. He feels like he is so much above the law that he can take official subpoenas. You remember, Congress has the right to subpoena, and they have the right to hold you in contempt, and it is a felony, federal felony, which you can be charged and put into federal prison for disregarding.
Right.
But he is so confident of who he is, that he is the son of the current sitting president, those laws don't apply to him. So when the House Oversight Committee, James Comer, and the House Ways and Means Committee, Jordan, said we have enough that we need some questions answered, he said, no, I'll tell you how I'm going to handle that. I'm not going to do it in a closed-door session. I want to do it in the open session. So people say, well, wow, that was a good thing, right? He wants everybody to hear it. No, he knows that in a closed-door session, you can ask more pointed questions, because if they lead to confidential information, you have the ability to redact it. Of course, they've already said, Corwin has already said, that any information coming out of it would be made public immediately. But, of course, the other thing is when it goes in a public forum versus a private forum, they failed to mention the second part of his request, he was going to tell them what questions they could ask. He was not going into a public deposition and allow them to subject him to anything they wanted to ask. he was going to specifically narrow what the questions could or could not be. And why did he do all this? He wanted to give that perception to the American people. Oh, I've done nothing wrong. I am more than willing to testify, but I want to make sure we protect the American people. I want to make sure it's at an open public forum. Not realizing that this is not our first time at the rodeo. And we very clearly see what he's doing. He's attempting to control his narrative and only answer those questions he feels comfortable with. So what was the response of the Oversight Committee? No, you can't dictate to us what you're going to do. So you're going to either come, we're having a deposition, and you'll either be here for it, you'll be subpoenaed for it, or you will not, and we will hold you in contempt. He chose to do it right down the middle. He showed up on time for where the deposition was in the U.S. Capitol. He refused to enter the committee room, though, and held his own press conference outside, which he reiterated what we just talked about. He's happy to talk, not behind closed doors, has to be open session, and he was very careful how he worded this. He didn't want you to take negatively of him. The questions had to be germane to the issue. His definition of germane is if you ask the question, did you get paid from foreign government? Yes. Did any of that money go to anybody else? We're here to talk about me, so that's not germane. And he would not allow the committee to proceed moving forward with what they're attempting to get. So now Congress has a very interesting position to take. Are they going to hold him in contempt of Congress? And then if they do, since it is the Department of Justice and the FBI who carry out and execute the orders given by Congress, will they actually proceed and pick him up and bring him in for contempt of Congress, or will they ignore it? My gut tells me what's been happening so far is he's got a pretty good chance of getting it ignored, and they're not picking up on it at all. Of course, they won't say that, Bill. That would make it look like they're also part of breaking the law. They'll just conveniently not be able to execute the warrants or the search patterns for Mr. Hunter while things are still, his daddy's still in office. He is abusing the system. There's no question about that.
Well, I mean, he certainly... How long has he been... Do we have any idea how long he's been... I guess the term would be operational.
He really kicked in his operation starting in 2015. When he really cranked it up. But you remember when I say really cranked it up, here's how he did it to begin with. He tried to work within the framework already established. He worked as a board member for Burisma, you remember?
Right.
And then he got that position on the board because, hey, you put me on the board, my daddy's the vice president, and he can kind of help us navigate some things and get some federal aid, which, you remember, he bartered that. Basically, he got on the board. The reason they put him on the board is because the attorney general from Ukraine were investigating charges of corruption, bribery, extortion, etc. And Hunter's payback for being on the board. You remember, some boards you serve for free, not this one. Hunter was making over $100,000 a meeting. It's over $100,000 a month, not a year, but over $100,000 a month.
Yeah.
And what did he deliver for that? He had his dad come over, who, quite frankly, he would have had to have notified the president, Barack Obama, because he made a statement when he came over. Your attorney general seems to be corrupt. Of course, they never could provide any substantiation of that. And as such, we think he should be fired. Problem was is that, yes, the Attorney General's office was actually investigating Burisma the whole nine yards. The only way to get him off, for them to get him off their back, is to have him fired. And so President Biden, or Vice President Biden at the time, said that, hey, if you don't get him fired, we're not going to give you these $1 billion loan guarantees, which pretty much is basically $1 million in cash, to your government. One of the people said, you don't have the authority to do that. He said, pick up the phone and call the president. See for yourself. Tells you right there he'd already briefed this with the president. The president's hands are just as dirty as Joe Biden's were. But that's the first thing that has come out from there. So it's interesting how the facts are there, Bill, but nobody wants to take a look at them, do they?
Well, the other interesting thing for me is that either Barack Obama was completely inept and wasn't seeing anything that was happening with his vice president for the 8 years that he had him and kept him, or he was very aware of it and didn't do anything about it, and for all we know, he might have aided and abetted. And yet, Barack Obama always comes out just squeaky clean.
Well, that's one of the reasons, Bill, why they're pushing so hard to not allow this impeachment proceeding to move forward. You notice that also came up today on the House floor. And what are the Democrats doing? How well, it's amazing to me how good they are at being hypocrites. Because when Trump's impeachment came up, these same questions were asked. We have accusations. We have no substantiation. Nothing that would be able to give us the ability of probable cause to move forward the impeachment inquiry. And what were the Democrats' response? Oh, you're just trying to protect the president. We demand that the reason for an inquiry is to get to the bottom line and see if there's any evidence here or not. What do the Democrats say today when there's an impeachment inquiry about Biden? Oh, y'all don't have enough information. Which the response was, yes, we do, and here it is. Well, that's inconclusive. That's their opinion. And y'all are just fishing for a reason to move forward with an impeachment inquiry. Of course, their response was, well, this is what you said to us when you were voting on a Trump impeachment.
Right.
If nothing has been done that's wrong, then what are you worried about?
Hang on
so
right
the
there.
Same question to you.
Yeah, hang on right there, if you will. Michael Letts is at InvestUSA.org and a writer at American Thinker. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and I'm speaking with Michael Letts. And while we were in the break and everything, I just noticed something that popped up on the news where Comer has decided not to find Hunter Biden in contempt of thumbing his nose at Congress. Instead, they're going to renegotiate his appearance. Michael?
Well, here's the first reaction to that. They can't. I love James Cromer, don't get me wrong, okay? And I'm not saying James did anything wrong. This is what it tells me. He's the speaker. His mic counted the heads. And you remember now, what having people leave, you know, like Santos and et cetera, et cetera. We've only got two or three votes in Georgia. You lose one, you know, of course it goes to the other side. It evens you out, so you can't really afford to lose anybody. He's got some rhinos up there that are going to insist that, nope, we are not going to move forward and allow this to happen to the president. And so because of that, we're going to vote no. So he knew that ahead of time. So Cromer's trying to avoid the embarrassment of saying we're going to hold you in contempt for Congress, and he doesn't have the votes to pass a contempt charge. So what is he doing? He's trying to save face. Okay. We're going to sit down with you and try to figure out what kind of framework we can work to not have to throw the book at you, but to still be able to get something done and not have to give you a contempt of Congress charge. But, you know, the Democrats are experts at this, Bill. They know how to play the game. What it reiterates in their mind, here's the problem with what just happened. The Republicans don't have the ability to deliver the hard punches.
They don't play hardball, do they?
So, they don't play hardball. And if they can't deliver the hard punches, we're good enough and we know how to survive. Because you got to give the Democrats credit for one thing. I mean, it's sad to say, but it's true. They know how to play the system and they know how to stick together. Doesn't make any difference what their personal beliefs are. They stick together. And the Republicans don't. I'm not saying that, well, that's a bad thing. But what I am saying is the Republicans don't have enough backbone, the majority of them, to actually even know how to play the game, much less when you're talking about sticking together.
Right.
So this is what occurs. We can't seem to get anything done on the Republican side. And I think what you're finding out across the country, Bill, is Americans are getting a little bit tired of this. We constantly, just like you and I are on your show right now in the air, we point out the fallacies of these Democratic policies, how they're hurting and destroying our very own people. They're hurting and destroying our country. But yet we can't find the backbone in Congress to do anything about it. It really shows that it's time to clean the House, literally, from top to bottom.
Well, I mean, You know, every time they get a chance to show something, they just fumble that ball. They just fumble it. I mean, everything they've been doing since, I don't have anything against Mike Johnson. And I wasn't a big Kevin McCarthy fan, but I still to this day have not figured out why we got rid of Kevin McCarthy if Mike Johnson was going to do the same stuff.
I would agree.
I mean, there's real things to do, and then there's the theater.
Right.
And I don't think some of them understand what the theater is going to be. I guess Matt Gaetz was using that as sort of a springboard to, you know, he wants to be the next Ron DeSantis. So.
Right. And quite frankly, I think you hit the nail on the head. Here's again what happens all too often on the Hill in Washington. It is about positioning yourself to further up the ladder. It's not about positioning yourself to push the country up the ladder. And that catches us every time. It really does, Bill. I think it's obvious. I think it's obvious to the American people. You talk tough. When you get the chance, you won't follow through.
Yeah.
You constantly, and I think it's a lot of it has to do, I think we mentioned this on your show before, a number of factors. I'm only concerned about myself, so I want to make sure I take the easiest way and the way with the most money to get to where I want to go. I think we've got others that are compromised. They've done nefarious things in their past. They don't want to come out, and so they feel like they're entrapped and have to vote a certain way to keep things quiet. There's just a lot of things. I think what people are beginning to see is just how really nasty and dirty the swamp is. It's pathetic.
Yeah.
They reached a high to heaven, and somebody made the comment, what can you do about it? Well, I know we talk about we're going to vote them all out, but here's where how the amazing American mindset works. Oh, they're all corrupt except for mine. My guy's a good guy.
Sure.
Because he brings home stuff. He does stuff to help me. So we need to keep him. We can get rid of everybody else. Well, when everybody's feeling the same way, you don't get rid of anybody. And it just system continues to get moldy and rot, and nobody's willing to do anything to clean it out. And that really is a problem for all Americans, quite frankly.
Yeah, well, I mean, if it was up to me, they would meet probably a third of the time they actually meet.
I would agree. Probably get 10 times more done.
Well, I mean, they don't actually really do anything. They held a lot of hearings, and we sit back and go, right. Oh, well, this is freedom on the, you know. A lot of it is for show and everything else, and at the same time, they spend a lot of money. I never get upset when they're saying, well, the government's going to be shut down. I'm like, when?
How fast? How can we make it get here?
How long will it be that way? I'm looking for that. So.
I think the vast majority of Americans feel the same way. And I think we're headed down that direction where people are they're fed up. And they want change, they're demanding change, which gets back to something you and I talked about, I think, a few weeks back on your show. The only thing that can bring effectual change in the climate that we're in today is a military council and a military tribunal. Independently strong enough to make the adjustments and the corrections that need to be made to get this country back on track.
Well, that would mean one thing. That would mean they'd have to actually really do it, which I don't doubt they would, because it's military, and military is I've seen quite a few PFCs put some handcuffs on lieutenant colonels from time to time whenever something like that comes up. But that's what it would come down to, and this is that would be where the rubber hits the road, I guess, as far as seeing if this would. And the first time that happens, I would imagine that's going to put a chill down the spines of all of these politicians. The first one time they see one of theirs get hooked up.
No question. And it's past time. I'm suggesting the military tribunal because it gives a cover in the sense that they are doing what they've been ordered to do. Quite frankly, the other alternative is that people just want to say, I've had enough. I'm going to get my musket, shall we say, off the fireplace, and I'm going to go and we're going to lead an open rebellion. that's still within the realm of possibility for this country, and we're trying to find everything we can do to bring about the necessary change, but to do it peacefully.
There you go.
Sometimes it's hard to do, Bill.
I know. Well, I mean, you know, the peaceful way. The peaceful way, most people don't want to do the peaceful way. We have too many people to get out there and say, I'm not voting on principle. Gotcha.
Gotcha. Yeah, the problem is they just don't know it, but they are voting on principle. It may be the exact opposite principle what they're supporting, but they're voting on principle. Everybody votes for something. Everybody has a reason for everything they do.
Well, I mean, whenever somebody, when I hear somebody saying that, I'm just saying, well, you're not voting because you're not a winner, because the Democrats know how to coalesce, and we don't. That's very, it's painfully obvious here. We do not know how to get and become cohesive and get behind one guy and then support that guy and protect that guy. We had a good guy in there. I hope we get him back in there, so we're going
to
see.
Yeah, it's amazing to me, Bill, what you're talking about. They will convalesce behind a corrupt criminal.
Yeah, they will.
You know, on our side, we're scared to convalesce, period, much less behind any good candidates. And that poses a problem for the future of this country.
We're scared to wield power. I mean, just look at what just happened with this committee and everything. Find Mr. Letts. You can find him. First of all, he writes at AmericanThinker.com, which is one place I go on a regular basis to check out what's out there. Because of the varied opinions that are out there, it's quite the rich resource. Other things that he does, of course, is investusa.org. This is where he is supplying and has supplied over 11,000 law enforcement officers and their canine colleagues with protective vests, and he's not going to be happy until he's done it with all of them. So he's still got quite a ways to go, but he's headed. He's going that way. Thank you for joining me today, sir.
Thank you, Bill. God bless you. God bless America. Together, we're going to make this country great as it once was.
Right to that. Hour two is coming in. This is Lock and Load.
Years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Forever.